Hello, welcome to this 365-day devotional titled Into His Marvelous Light. This is brought to you by A Peculiar People with Elizabeth Adebayo as Yanko. This month's theme is My God Who Provides For Me. Understanding our relationship with God cannot be complete without understanding God's ways in taking care of us and His true intentions for us on this earth. We may have had some misunderstandings or misconceptions about God's understanding of wealth, of riches, and of provision. But by the time we are done with this month's study, I hope that we have more clarity, more direction, and we are more in line with God's plans for us and the resources that He has trusted us with.
Hello, today we'll be reading the book of Job's chapter 38, the entire chapter. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid its foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garments and wrapped it in thick darkness. When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place. When I said, 'This far you may come, and no farther.' Here is where your proud waves halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning, or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all of this. What is the way to the abode of light, and where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the paths to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you were already born. You have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserved for times of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain, and a path for the thunderstorm, to water a land where no one lives, an uninhabited desert, to satisfy a desolate wasteland, and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew? From whose womb comes the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens? When the waters become hard as stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen, can you bind the chains of the Pleiades? Can you loosen Orion's belt? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with his cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, here are we? Who gives the ibis wisdom or gives the rooster understanding? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens? When the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together, do you hunt the prey for the lioness and satisfy the hunger of the lions when they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in a thicket? Who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? This conversation continues beyond this chapter, but it's a really long one, and if you're interested in reading the full thing, you can go to the book of Job. Anytime you doubt God, look in the scriptures. Anytime you start to lose focus or confidence, go back to God's word. The things he has said, the things he has done, the person he is, you will be reminded of all of these things in his word. Here it was God that was speaking. He was speaking to Job. You know, Job was asking a lot of questions, and God finally responded to him. And this is the kind of response that you are looking for when you start asking some questions. When you start asking some questions, when God tells you that, brace yourself like a man, because I have a question for you and you must answer. Say you know everything, you have lived long on earth, come and answer these things. That's exactly how God started this conversation with Job. He is the one that knows the answer to all these questions he has asked. Honestly, I don't know even one. I can't answer even, maybe you can, but out of all the many verses that I read just now, I don't know the answer to any of them. And he knows the answer to all. The answer to all. He's the one who provides food for the raven. He's the one who looks after the sparrow. He's the one who brings rain in due season. He's the one that made light. He's the one that does all of these things. Let that sink in to your understanding. The fact that he knows the answer to all of these things. He is the one who sends lightning. The fact that even of me when he said that, and the answer to you, here we are, we're on our way. I mean, how did he even say it? It's like he has times and seasons in his hands. He controls everything. 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 He's the one that holds the universe together. That everything is still working. Right now that I'm talking, that oxygen is still flowing and everything is still working fine. It's because of him. It's because of him. So what can be too much for him to do? What can be too much for him to handle? What can you ask him for that is beyond his power? Or what question might you have for him that he won't know a solution to it for you? He is the God of everything. No one can compare to him. No one can usurp him. No one can take his place. There was a verse here that says that who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm to water a land where no one lives, an uninhabited desert, to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass. He keeps the universe running. Yes, he does. Because I was really taken aback when I read this particular part. The first time I read it, like, I was wondering, it's actually true. Even the deserts where nobody lives, or places where nobody exists there, like maybe the wilderness, places in the forest, like, he makes sure those places keep going. Like, he takes care of them. He still causes rain and sun there. He doesn't like take care of one part and leave one part. He makes sure everything is good. And that is the kind of God that we have. That is our God. Whenever you have questions again, whenever you have doubts, whenever you feel overwhelmed, whenever things feel too much, too big for you to comprehend, just go back to God's word. Read about him. Remind yourself of how great your God is. Listen to songs. Speak with Christians. You will be encouraged. You will be encouraged. Heavenly Father, we say thank you again for another day listening to your word. We say thank you for providing for us, for taking care of us, for watching over us. We say thank you for all these things and many more. Lord, even as we go about our day, we ask that you help us to always remember that you are a very big God and you are a very good God, and that you take care of us even when we are aware of it, and when we are not aware of it, you continue looking after us, you continue taking care of us. Father, help us to remember these things. Help us to walk in this consciousness, in Jesus' name. Lord, as we step out, we ask that you go before us, that we would walk in your path, we will walk in your ways, we will speak like you, we will act like you today, in the mighty name of Jesus. That our lives will be a blessing to others, we will minister to people and share your love with everyone around us, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. We commit everyone listening to my voice right now into your hands, that you'll meet them at the point of their needs today, that you will calm their worries, you will calm their fears, and all glory will be to your name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Don't forget to share with as many people as you can. Have a nice day. Bye.